Charles and Susan Underhill are doing a pretty good job raising little Jimmy. His childhood is a lot happier than his father's. But as someone once said, each childhood is a nightlight in the bedroom of memories. And sometimes that nightlight can flare up a little too brightly, not dispelling the shadows, but only revealing them all too clearly.
Twinkle your little spoon, Jimmy, and finish your cereal. Come on now.
Okay.
Good boy.
Attaboy. And it's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You don't fool around with Mozart.
Oh, Charles.
See you later, honey. Bye, Jimmy. Be a good boy.
I'm a good boy.
Kid's grammar stinks. Time we sent him to school.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Can't talk about it now. Got
Charles, just a minute. Charles.
Sweetheart.
Look, I am not deciding our son's future all by myself.
Look, I agree that Jimmy needs to play with other kids, but he's got the Rogers boy next door and the Harrison twins around the corner.
The Rogers boy is too old for him, and the Harrisons have moved.
No kidding. When?
2 weeks ago. Aw, Charles, he needs a regular routine with children his own age.
All right. Why don't you get a list of play schools or whatever they're called, and we'll decide.
Well, we don't need a list. There's a playground just down the street, and that's the most convenient place.
Playground?
Down the street where?
You pass it every day going to the train.
Oh, that place. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll look it over after work today.
Oh, would you, Charles? That'll be great. I just feel it's something we should decide together.
I'm all for it.
Well, I wasn't sure. You never seemed to want to talk about it.
Well, I just figured you'd handle it.
You know, Jimmy can sense when you're involved in his life and when you're not.
Since when aren't I involved? Sometimes I think he doesn't know which one of us is the father or the mother.
Yeah, I guess it would have been different if he had brothers and sisters.
All right. Why don't I stay home and we'll work on it?
It took 10 years of trying to produce him. My biological clock has run down. And go to work. And don't forget the playground.
I won't forget.
You hear that, Jimmy? Daddy's going to look at the playground. You can go there every day and learn all kinds of games and rhymes.
Go to playground?
That's right. And you'll learn the real words to all the songs.
Tell you the truth, I get a kick out of his versions.
A Cole Porter.
Boss.
We go round a mulberry bush. Ha! Goes the weasel.
Today, I don't think. Got to check out a playground for Jimmy.
Oh, send the kid out in the big world, huh?
Yeah, you got it. A couple of weeks in a playground, then he gets a job.
Yeah, let him support you for a change.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Tom Marshall over there? Well, maybe he'll join me for an after-work libation.
Don't count on it. Marshall's become a bit of a stick in the mud lately.
Are you serious? Come on, he was always good for a laugh.
Can't get two words out of him.
No harm in trying. See you tomorrow.
Will you have a drink for me, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Tom!
Playgrounds. I don't remember learning anything in a playground. Except how to steer clear of the big kids. Sure sounds like they're having a good time. Oh, that's a peculiar smell. Like iodine. Reminds me of when I was a kid. Cuts and scrapes. Sure can't make a hell of a racket. It's a wonder they don't go deaf. the antibody supervisor. What's happening? Jesus. Get out. What came over me? I felt a little sick there for a minute.
Hello, Charlie.
What? What? Who called?
Look here, I'm sorry. Let me go!
That kid. Great. Oh. He's all right. Just fool him around, I guess. Just kid stuff.
Scotch.
Thanks. That's better.
Will I play Daddy?
Oh, leave Daddy alone for a while, Jimmy. He's not feeling well.
Daddy got a tummy ache?
That's right, Jim. We'll play later, okay?
Look, you go on up to your room, sweetheart, and put your toys away, okay? That's a good boy.
Play later?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like, I'm really all right, Susan. I guess I'm just a little out of shape.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. It was a wave of nausea. I felt as if there was a vice around my chest. I couldn't breathe.
Do you think it was your heart?
I don't think so. When I got back to the street, I felt fine.
You know, it sounds like an anxiety attack.
Why would I have an anxiety attack, for God's sake?
Oh, how should I know? I'm not a psychiatrist. But, you know, you did have an unhappy childhood.
Oh,
and, oh really, maybe the playground triggered something, some memory. And you responded physically instead of emotionally.
Thank you, Sigmund Freud.
Charles.
You really think that's what it was?
Yes, I do. I mean, you know how you buried those memories. It's always been like pulling teeth getting you to talk about your childhood. You know, I think you're doing some kind of transference. You're trying to find a reason for Jimmy not to go.
Look, I'm all for Jimmy going. It's just...
Well, what?
It's that playground. Do you ever get a feeling about a place that something just isn't quite right about it?
Well, why? I mean, weren't the children having a good time?
I suppose they were. They were having a loud time.
Well, then why?
Look, for one thing, I didn't see anybody around supervising the kids.
Well, they're probably taking a coffee break. I mean, somebody has to be in charge.
Well, I didn't see anybody. Hmm. And another thing, there were a lot of big kids playing pretty rough.
Was anyone hurt?
No, I guess not. But adults don't always see what's really going on. Look, I know I was always getting beat up and nobody ever noticed.
Oh, there, you hear yourself? You got upset because you were reminded of your childhood.
You know, you're probably right.
Well, you admitted it yourself.
The smells, the sounds, yelling and screaming. Well, it did sort of come back. And I overreacted.
Good.
Why good?
Well, because now you understand what happened. I mean, you know, it's probably why you've stalled so long about enrolling Jimmy in a play center.
Makes sense.
Oh, but honey, he'll be fine. You know, he's had a wonderful childhood so far, and I mean, we know enough to protect him from the kinds of traumas that you suffered.
Pretty smart lady.
You're right. And you know what? I am so smart, I'm also going to make an appointment with Dr. Pascal for a complete physical checkup.
There's nothing wrong with my body. It's my head that's screwed up.
Oh, come on. You haven't had a physical in over 5 years.
Okay. I'll go.
Good.
Hey, look, I'm feeling fine now. The drink helped. I'm going to take Jimmy for a little walk around the neighborhood before dinner.
Oh, I like that.
I should spend more time with him anyway. Hey, Jim, let's take a walk, kid.
I'm coming, Daddy, I'm coming. Buy me a toy, Daddy.
We're not around any toy stores, Jimmy, and let's just enjoy the walk, okay?
Okay, Daddy.
I'll tell you one thing. You're a lot more agreeable than I was at your age.
Daddy! Dick.
That's the playground. You'll be going there soon.
Wanna go playground? Wanna go playground?
Not today, kiddo. Let's cross over.
Playground.
Jimmy, no. Come back here right now. Jimmy! Jimmy! Jimmy, don't you ever run away like that again.
Wanna play a playground?
No, Jimmy. I told you, not today. It's almost dinner time.
Please, Daddy, please.
Oh,
look at that.
Yeah, cry, Jimmy.
Hey, kid, what you crying for?
Don't cry, Jimmy. You don't want those boys to think you're a baby, huh?
Hey, kid, you want to come to the playground and play with us?
He can't. He's going home to dinner. Come on, Jimmy. Come on.
Hello, Charlie.
What? Him again.
See you later, Charlie.
Play with boy, Daddy?
No. No, we're going home now. Frank, it's you.
Hey, how'd you make out with that playground business yesterday?
I didn't like it much. It's too noisy.
Yeah?
Hey, what is it with kids these days, huh? They don't show any respect.
Sign of the times. How about a drink?
Sure. Should have gone with you yesterday. Oh, did Tom Marshall join you?
No, as a matter of fact. He barely knew me when I went over to him.
Yeah, I told you, he's changed. Huh?
Yeah, we'll see.
Charles!
Well, Susan, hi! Hey, look, Frank, how about a rain check, huh? We'll do it tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, Frank.
Hi. Well, have a nice night. See you on the train, Charlie.
Hi, honey.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I was shopping. Thought I'd surprise you and pick you up.
Haven't been picked up in years. Where's Jimmy, in the car?
No, he's at the playground.
You left him there alone?
Just for a while, so I could shop. Might as well get used to it.
You know, I'm still not convinced it's the best place.
Oh, I thought it was all settled.
Well, I wanted to check out some other places.
All four. They're pretty much the same, and the advantage of this one is it's close to home.
Look, let's just get over there, okay? I want to be sure Jimmy's all right.
He's probably having the time of his life.
Uh-huh. I don't see him. Yeah, I just can't believe you leave a four-year-old in here with all those screaming banshees. Listen.
Charles, these are perfectly normal children. They're just playing.
I don't call that funny. Look over there. That group of boys. What are they doing? They're throwing themselves against each other like some kind of demented football player. I'll bet you're right in the middle. Yeah, I see it. They're chasing him. They're tearing the boards. Jimmy, over here. Run. Come on, Jimmy. Yeah, Susan, they're after him.
It's only a game of tag, for goodness sake.
Jimmy, come on, run!
Daddy, they were chasing me.
It's all right, Jimmy. I've got you, son. Little bastard, get back in there!
We didn't do nothing.
We was just playing.
Go on, get back!
Charles! Jimmy's just fine. Aren't you, sweetheart?
The big boys, they chased me.
There, see?
See what? An innocent game of tag, and you're turning them into man-eaters. I mean, besides, Jim is the new boy in the crowd, and you know children always test each other.
Yes, I know.
I mean, how is he ever going to learn to stand on his own 2 feet if you keep trying to fight his battles for him? He's got to get in there and earn their respect.
Respect from those monsters? This place is some kind of special hell.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to argue. Let's just go home.
Hi, Charlie.
Who's that?
How the hell should I know?
He knows your name.
One of those smart-ass kids that calls everybody Charlie. God, I'd like to beat their pumping little brains out, the whole lot of them.
Oh, you're doing it again.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Charles? What are you doing?
I'm getting dressed. I can't seem to fall asleep. Thought I'd go for a walk.
What time is it?
It's late. Go back to sleep.
Yeah, I will. In a minute. But look, now that I'm awake, I want to say something to you.
Please, Susan, no more discussion. I can't handle it right now, okay? I just need a little time to myself to think.
But Charles, please. I want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't mean to be unreasonable, okay? I know how hard this is on you, but it's rough on me, too. But I really feel that it's the best thing for Jim. You know, we protected him for too long. It's time to cut the cord. Come on, you'll see. It'll work out fine.
You really think I'm being irrational about this, don't you?
Oh, honey, if you'd stop for a moment and listen to yourself, you'd realize it too.
Well, good night.
Good night.
What am I doing back here? It's a loathsome place. Like a prisoner of war camp. All I need are dogs. What's the matter with me? Susan's right. I'm being totally irrational. But...
Hello, Charlie.
What are you doing in there? So late at night.
I sneaked out to see you. I knew you'd come.
Who are you?
I'm Tommy Marshall.
Oh, I thought there was something familiar about you. You're Tom Marshall's son.
Right, Charlie.
You know, Tommy, it's not very respectful to call an adult by his first name.
I have a lot of respect for you, Charlie. That's why I want to help you.
Help me?
Sure.
How?
My father felt the same way you do. He wanted to do something about it. He wanted to spare me the misery of this place.
It's true, isn't it? I've seen the bullying around here. Why can't Susan see it?
People see things differently, that's all. I guess it's got a lot to do with your own experiences.
Yeah. Every time I come here, I remember something else about my boyhood. When I think about those days... I don't know why I'm talking to you like this. Except that you've got such a grown-up way of talking. You said your father felt the same as me. What did he do?
He went to the office here and told them how he felt. He was afraid for his son, the way you are for Jimmy. So, he made a bargain.
What sort of bargain? With whom?
I don't know. But it's a way to help your son. You want to help him, don't you?
Of course I do.
Then come here tomorrow at 4:00. Bring Jimmy with you to the office.
This is ridiculous, talking to a child like this. I'm going home. Maybe I'll finally get some sleep. You too, Tommy. You go home. Your dad will be worried about you.
No, he won't. Tomorrow, Charlie, 4:00, with Jimmy. Go to the office, explain it all. You'll see.
Forget it, Tommy. I'll solve this on my own.
4:00 tomorrow. See ya.
Susan, it's me.
Oh, Charles. I'm so glad you called. You left so early this morning, we didn't get a chance to talk. Hey, were you avoiding me?
No, I just didn't want to go over it all again.
Oh, you know it's the best thing for Jimmy, don't you? Charles?
I heard you.
I mean, you do understand, don't you? He needs more than just his parents. And we can't take the place of children his own age.
Yes.
He has to learn to give and take and... well, and fight, I suppose, if he has to.
Yes.
It'll be good for Jimmy. You'll see.
Yes.
Charles? You all right?
Susan... I'll be home a little earlier today. We'll go together to the playground. 4:00.
around a mulberry bush.
The monkey chased the weasel.
Pocket full of weasels.
Well, it won't be long before you know all the right words, Jimmy. The other children will teach you, won't they, Charles?
Yes. They'll teach you everything.
You all right, Charles? You sound, I don't know, peculiar.
All in fun.
Yeah, I can't think of anything better for Jimmy than this.
I hope so. It all depends on the office.
Well, the rates for playgrounds must be fairly standard. You're not going to quibble about money, are you?
No. But there will be a price.
Well, of course there'll be a price. Did you bring a checkbook?
Oh, it's all under control.
Play a game, Daddy. Play a game.
Yes, Jimmy. Very soon now. Susan, just remember this. I love you both.
Oh, and I love you.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi.
That little boy is very rude.
Yeah, I'll speak to him about it. Why don't you wait here, Susan? I'll take Jimmy in. Get him registered.
Okay, dear. Now, you have a good time, Jimmy.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, honey. I'll come for you at 6 o'clock.
Are you ready, Jim?
Yes, Daddy.
Okay, now, hold on to Daddy's hand. Tight, Jimmy. Tight. Keep walking, Jim. Jim. Come on. Hurry. Over there. Come on, Jim. Jim. Let's get inside. There's one here. It's 4 o'clock. Jimmy, come sit on Daddy's lap.
Okay.
Attaboy.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, Tommy, where's the person in charge?
It's all right, Charlie. I'll just sit here at the desk.
I don't think you should be here, Tom.
So you decided to come?
Well, yes. Well,
that's good.
Why don't you run along and play?
Play, Daddy?
No, Jimmy, not you.
That's right, Jimmy. Not you.
You're a very strange little boy.
The boy is father to the man.
Look, Tommy, I'd just as soon wait for whoever's in charge here.
No one else is coming, Charlie.
What do you mean?
Today it's my turn to initiate you. That's how it works here. Next time, it'll be your turn.
I'm tired of all these riddles.
Okay, no more riddles. You're a good man, Charlie. You're like a lot of fathers. You'd do anything to spare Jimmy all of this.
Yes, I would.
Even trade places with him?
I don't understand.
Sure you do, Charlie. Tom Marshall was just like you. He worried about Tommy. He wanted to save him the torture of growing up. So, he made the bargain. I made the bargain.
You?
I'm Tom Marshall, Charlie. I traded places with my son, just like you're going to do.
I didn't know that was the bargain.
It's not a bad bargain, Charlie.
And, what'll I have to do?
Just play in the playground every day. And go to school, of course.
Repeat my childhood. Grow up all over again.
Yes, but you know what to expect. You've been through it already.
Yeah.
You can handle it.
Oh, yes. I can handle it, yeah.
It's the right thing, Charlie. You'll see. You'll be glad for Jim.
I feel strange. What's happening to me?
You're doing fine, Charlie.
Daddy, I'm scared.
Nothing to be scared of anymore, Jim.
Hi, Jimmy. Want to play on the slide?
No. No, it is too high.
Go on, Jimmy, slide. Slide all the way down.
Yeah, go on,
you're waiting. Everyone's waiting, Jimmy. Come on, I'll give you a push.
Don't push me, Charlie, please.
Slide, Jimmy, slide.
No!
I've been watching Jimmy. He's having so much fun.
Yes, I'm sure he is. Why don't we go on home now, Susan?
Why, don't you want to stay and watch him play?
No, I don't think so.
All right, dear. Let's go. You know, we really did the right thing, Charles. It's going to make a world of difference to Jimmy.
Yes, it will.
You're a good father, Charles Underhill.
A boy's father to a man.
What?
Oh, nothing. Just an expression.
Twinkle, twinkle, little lamb? What are the words? You're going to have to take hold of Daddy's hand tight, Jimmy. Tight. He's going to need all the help he can get over the next little while. After all, being a grown-up is a pretty frightening business. On this or any other side of the vanishing.